राध माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारे यमुना तीरवन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारे यमुना तीरवन चारे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe. Jaya Sri Gaurang Sri Gaurang Sri Gaurang Jaya Sri Gaurang. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Harinam Sankirtan ki Jaya Jaya Om Vishnupad Brahmasparivraj Gacharya Stotra Shatashri Shrimad Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Jaya. Jai Vishnupad Brahmasparivraj Gacharya Stotrashata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Prabhupada ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki Jai. Namacharya Shridhar Haridas Thakur ki Jai. Prem se Gaur Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokupinashyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gaurdhan ki Jai. गंगा वही यमुना माई की जाए, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जाए, मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माई की जय, श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय, श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय, गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे. All goes to some devotees, all goes to some devotees, all goes to some devotees, all goes to Sri Guru and Gauranga, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devi Saraswatim Vyasam Devim Tato Jayamudire Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Pankaja Nabhaya Namaha Pankaja Maline Namaha Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angriye. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 12 चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 36। सो श्लोक हैज बीन रिटन देयर, प्लीज रिपीट। यत् प्राजमानम् स्वरुचा इव एव सर्वतः लोकः त्रयः हि अनु विभ्राजन्ते एते यत् न अवराजन् अव्रजन् जन्तुषु ये अननुग्रहः व्रजन्ति भद्राणि चरन्ति ए अनिशम् यद्भ्राजमानं स्वरुचैव सर्वतो लोकास्त्रयो हि अनु विभ्राजन्त एते एन्नावरजन् जन्तुषु एनुनुग्रह व्रजन्ति भद्राणि चरन्ति एनिशम् यद्भ्राजमानं स्वरुचैव सर्वतो लोकास्त्रयो हि अनु विभ्राजन्त एते यन्नाव्रजन्तुषु एनु एन अनुग्रह व्रजन्ति भद्राणि चरन्ति एनिशम् यद्भ्राजमानं स्वरुचैव सर्वतो लोकास्त्रयो हि अनु विभ्राजन्त एते यन्नाव्रजन् जन्तुषु ए अननुग्रह व्रजन्ति भद्राणि चरन्ति एनिशम् प्लीज रिपीट रिसाइट। यद्भ्राजमानं स्वरुचैव सर्वतो लोकास्त्रयो हि अनु विभ्राजन्त एते वजन्ति भद्राणि चरन्ति एनिशम् यद्भ्राजमानं स्वरुचैव सर्वतो लोकास्त्रयो हि अनु विभ्राजन्त एते यन्नाव्रजन्तुषु येननुग्रह व्रजन्ति भद्राणि चरन्ति एनिशम् यद्भ्राजमानं स्वरुचैव सर्वतो लोकास्त्रयो हि अनु विभ्राजन्त एते यन्नाव्रजन्तुषु हि अननुग्रह व्रजन्ति भद्राणि चरन्ति एनिशम् यत् Which planet? Brahmanam, illuminating. Swarucha, by self-effulgence. Eva, only. Sarvataha, everywhere. Lokaha, planetary systems. Trayaha, three. He, certainly. Anu, thereupon. Vibrajante, give off light. Ete, these. Yat, which planet? Na, not. Avrajan, have reached. Jantushu, two living entities. A, those who. Ananugraha, not merciful. Prajanti, rich. Bhadrani, welfare activities. Charanti, engaged in. A, those who. Anisham, constantly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets, by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light, cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities. Only persons who constantly engage in welfare activities for other living entities can reach Vaikuntha planets. Purport. Here is a description of two aspects of Vaikuntha planets. The first is that in the Vaikuntha sky there is no need of sun and moon. This is confirmed in Upanishad as well as Bhagavad Gita. Na tad bhasayati suryo na shashanko na pavakaha. In the spiritual world, the Vaikuntha lokas are themselves illuminated. There is therefore no need of sun, moon or electric light. It is in fact the illumination of the Vaikuntha lokas which is reflected in the material sky. Only by this reflection are the suns in the material universes are illuminated. After the illumination of the sun, all the stars and moons are illuminated. In other words, all illuminaries in the material sky borrow illumination from Vaikuntha Loka. From this material world, however, people can be transferred to Vaikuntha Loka if they incessantly engage in welfare activities for all other living entities. Such incessant welfare activities can really be performed only in Krishna consciousness. There is no philanthropic work within this material world, but Krishna consciousness that can engage a person 24 hours a day. Krishna conscious being is always engaged in a planning how to take all the suffering of humanity back home, back to Godhead. Even if one is not successful in reclaiming all the fallen souls back to Godhead, still, because he is Krishna conscious, his path to Vaikuntha Loka is open. He personally becomes qualified to enter Vaikuntha Lokas. And if anyone follows such a devotee, he also enters into Vaikuntha Loka. Others who engage in envious activities are known as karmis. Karmis are envious of one another. Simply for sense gratification, they can kill thousands of innocent animals. Gyanis are not as sinful as karmis, but they do not try to reclaim others back to Godhead. They perform austerities for their own liberation. Yogis are also engaged in self-aggrandizement by trying to attain mystic powers. But devotees, Vaishnavas who are servants of Lord, come forward in the actual field of work in Krishna consciousness to reclaim fallen souls. Only Krishna conscious persons are eligible to enter into the spiritual world. That is clearly stated in this verse and is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein the Lord says that there is no one dearer to him than those who preach the gospel of Bhagavad Gita to the world. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं भूतं भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. From the translation as well as from the purport, we can conclude that the quality of devotee should be that compassionate. One should be compassionate. So I will focus on this compassionate part. How one can be compassionate and examples. So devotee is always para dukha dukhi. Whenever he sees the sufferings, painful condition of the living entities, then he feels the pain in his heart, in his or her heart. So he cannot bear even ants pain also, right? In case of Mrigari's case, we have seen that Mrigari, when he was killing the differently half killed animals, and when he came in contact with the Naraji, who is the most compassionate personality, who is out of 12 Mahajanas, so when he came in contact with him, he automatically his heart got transformed, and he started to think of even smallest living entities also. So this is the nature of the devotee who is par dukha dukhi. So compassion is not a work. It doesn't come in the line of work. It is an expansion of the heart. Compassion is an quality of devotee, which is an extended quality. You can say that this is an extra quality which makes that different, which differs the devotee from other normal human beings, ordinary human beings. So this is a special quality. So here it is saying that Prabhupada mentioning about the philanthropic work. So philanthropic work or welfare activities. There is no philanthropic work within this material world, but Krishna consciousness that engages a person 24 hours a day. So this Prabhupada said that there are many organizations, they are giving the compassion to the living entities. There are for dogs, there are some organizations, they are taking care of dogs. There are cows also, there are different living entities, also human being, there are philanthropic work. So Prabhupada said that yes, compassion is the nature of the living entity, but it doesn't mean that if they know very well where to apply that compassion, only then that compassion is successful. Otherwise it is useless. Like a student knows the formula, each formula, he ratify all the formulas, but he don't know where to apply it, at which step in the mathematics, where to apply, that they should know. Otherwise, the ratifying the formula will not help them to pass in the exam. So ultimately, the result will be zero, right? Similarly, if the compassion is not applied at right place, then that compassion will be of no use. So Prabhupada said that compassion for the dress of the drowning man. Compassion for the dress of the drowning man is senseless. If the person is fallen in the ocean of nuisance, he should be saved. He should be saved from the recycle of birth and death. But if we are just taking care of the body and not thinking about the soul, then what is the use of that compassion? We have seen that one bird in that cage, who is dying, and that lady is trying to polish that cage, wherein bird is died actually. Actually, in one sense, soul doesn't die, but just example is that we should not ignore the soul. Purpose is that the giving the example is nothing but ignore. We should not ignore the soul. So Prabhupada says that in Bhagavad Gita, material compassion, then lamentation and tears are all the signs of ignorance of the self. Material compassion which is materially, lamentation and tears which are we are crying for the body. So that is all nothing but a signs of ignorance which happened with Arjuna. So Arjuna, he was thinking about all his kinsmen, thinking that these are all my masters who taught me how to release the arrow. And these are all my brothers and all these relatives are there. How I can kill all these people? But that is out of ignorance only. Although his reasons are valid, but those reasons are not valid in that battlefield. Right? It is right. It was whatever he spoke, that was perfect. But it was not applicable at that instance. It was not applicable in that situation. So then Krishna gives knowledge about Bhagavad Gita, Ashuchana no Ashuchatvam, Pradnya Vadansha Bhasase, Gata Suna Gata Sunsha, Nanu Sochanti Panditaha. So our sages, our saintly persons, our devotees of the Lord, it is not like that we are not concerned about the welfare of the people. Sometimes many reporters comes and they start to argue because they are... They start to argue what type of work you are doing. Many times I face with that guest. So the guest, one lady came and started to blah, 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 started to speak like that. What you are doing, her concern was different. I will not speak that here. But thing is like that she was starting and she became a rebellious. She became a rebellious and why there is a why you are differing. You are making a difference between men and women. She had a different topic. So I told her that first you, and she didn't hear anything. She did not introduce her anything to me. And I also introduced to her also. I did not introduce. But she started to speak without any knowing nothing about anything. And she started to speak. And I told her, first you sit down. Okay. You introduce yourself. Who are you? And then I will introduce myself. Who I am. देन वी विल टॉक. नेक्स्ट इट आई एम द टाइम्स इंडिया रिपोर्टर. आई केम फ्रॉम टाइम्स ऑफ इंडिया रिपोर्टर एंड आई वॉन्ट टू नो वाई यू आर मेकिंग अ डिफरेंस. सो देन आई ट्राई टू कन्विंस एंड हर ब्रदर ऑल्सो केम एंड ही वॉज ऑल्सो पेसिफिंगर. यू कीप क्वाइट, ही इज अ साधु, वाई यू आर आर्ग्यूइंग अननेसेसरीली. सो ही इज सो लाइक दैट. एक्चुअली कन्वर्सेशन वॉज वेरी बिग, दैट शुड नॉट, अदरवाइज हाफ एन आवर विल पास इन दिस. सो थिंग इज लाइक दैट, द पीपल, देर आर मेनी पीपल द हु आर ऑब्जेक्टिंग. इफ वी आर डूइंग सम preaching activities, we come across with the people, those who are arguing with us that why you are doing this, better you do some food, clothing and medicines to the people, those who are in need. So Prabhupada said that we have started International Society for Krishna Consciousness for the curing the disease of the soul, for curing the disease of the soul. There are many hospitals all over the world, and all those hospitals are curing the body diseases of the body, but there is no hospital for curing the disease of the soul. Also Prabhupada gives the example of universities. There are many universities about the different topics, material topics, jad vidya, but there is no university for understanding the soul. So we have started this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and this Krishna Consciousness help the person to come out of the birth, old age and disease and death. This is Janma, Mrityu, Jaravedi, Dukkha, Doshanu, Darshanam. So in this world there are many pseudo-gurus. They attract the people by doing all these welfare activities. But purpose is that to make the followers, increase the followers, number of followers. There are many leaders, political leaders. They also perform the welfare activities. For what reason? What is the reason? To attract the votes, voting. But they don't have love for Krishna. They don't have love for Krishna. See, if somebody loves Krishna, then he can understand what is actually compassion. Right? So, tenderness of the heart towards Krishna is called bhakti, or it is called Krishna prem. And tenderness of the heart, which is towards the other living entity, that is called compassion. That is called daya. That is called jiva daya. So Narad Muni always he was feeling the compassion for the all other living entities, also including those who are miscreants like Valmiki. He did many wrong activities. He used to murder, he used to kill the living human being and rob them, but still Naradji went, approached him and transformed his heart. Why he could transform the heart? Because he had a compassion, he had love for Krishna. So compassion is nothing but a reflection of loving Krishna. If we are loving Krishna, then that will be reflected as a compassion to other living entities. So that's why Prabhupada said that we should always be compassionate, and he taught us highest, topmost Krishna bhakti. So in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, after ending the fifth canto, the last chapter is hellish planet. When the Parikshit Maharaj heard about the hellish planets and how the living entities are suffering horribly, terribly in the hell, then Parikshit Maharaj became his heart felt with compassion, and he was asked further. These souls will be, these jivas will get liberation, how they will get a deliverance. Then Shukdev Goswami said that, Varyaneshate prashna krito loka hitam rapa atmavita sammataha pumsa shotavyadishu yaparaha. So your question is glorious. Parikshit Maharaj, Napa means Maharaj, your king, your question is glorious. Why? Because it is concerned about the painful situation, all kinds of these people who are suffering in this material world. And this hearing, if you are hearing about this hearing is approved by the transcendentalist, Sammataha. And your answer to your question is nothing but it is the subject matter for the hearing for everyone. So that is Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami answered to his question, because this very important question he asked. And then Parikshit Maharaj reminded of the second canto that you explained about Nivritti and Nivritti and Pravritti. What is the Nivritti? What is the Pravritti? Pravritti means the path of birth and death. Path of birth and death. That is called that is also called Sansriti. Sansriti means coming from Sansarat. There is a recycle of birth and death. The path of sense gratification is called Sansriti. And Ansansriti means continuing the path of liberation. Continuing the path of renunciation. That is called also called Nivritti. Nivritti, and he was mentioning that how to stop the recycle of birth and death in this material world. So imagine, if we can think of Parikshit Maharaj, how he was on the verge of death. Within 4 or 5 days, he is going to leave the body. And he knows that what type of pain he will be getting at the time of death because of the snake bite, sarpadansha. But still he was thinking about those who are going through the painful situation, those who are struggling in this material world, and how he was feeling that how they can be relieved. Tell us the path of deliverance. So Prabhupada says that Parikshit Maharaj was deeply affected by this. When he heard this kind of punishment, he was deeply affected. And he was thinking of those people, those who are not blood relatives. Are feeling compassion for our own kinsmen, that is fine, that is natural. That is by default, it will come in everyone. Suppose somebody is drowning, there are five, six people are drowning. And if our relative is there, we will think of that person only. Right? We will think of that relative. We will not think about others. So similarly here, Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj is having a special quality and he is thinking about those who are not there, his kinsmen. They are not his blood relatives. So that compassion is greater than the compassion for those who are our own kinsmen. So one should be compassionate. So in the morning we chant Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. So quality of Vaishnava is Kripa Sindhu. They are having an ocean of Kripa, mercy. So ocean means there is Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean, right? So Vaishnava is having an ocean of mercy. That should not be stored in their godown. It should be distributed to others, right? So we are having two types of preachers. One is going out and distributing the mercy. They are distributing their kripa outside. Like a municipality sends a tanker of water outside. They are distributing the water all over. And there is supply of the water directly from the overhead tank of the city. So here we have two. One is those who are coming to Govardhaniko village, campus preaching, and we are distributing the mercy. Right? We are distributing the mercy to the people. Hare Krishna. So we have opened the veil of mercy. We have opened the veil of mercy. And we are taking out the mercy, water of the mercy, and distributing to the people, those who are coming from outside. And there are some preachers, they are going out and distributing the mercy because of their compassionate nature. They are going extra mile. Okay. So that is a special quality of devotee. So in this world, there are different types of people. There are cruelty. There are people, those who are cruel to the animals. They are slaughtering the cows. Here it is mentioned that there are envious activities. Envious activities, killing of the animals is also comes under the envious activities. Prabhupada said that if we are killing the animals, it means that we are envious to them. Why we are killing them? We are not loving them. As we are not loving them, it means we are hating them. We are envious to them. So that's why this killing is nothing but envious. So, in 5-star hotels in India or other places also, and especially it has been caught in Delhi also, that 5-star hotels were caught. For what reason? They are selling the beef in their hotels. They're selling the cow beef in the hotels. And that is called tenderloin flesh, which is the softest part of the cow. Softest part of the cow. That is called tender. Tender means soft, right? So that type of flesh they are selling. And those who are sellers, those who are owners of those hotels, they are Hindus. They are proper Sanatan Dharmiya. But still they are not following the laws of the nature. They are taking the, because just to fulfill the desires of the just to gratifying the senses of the people, those who are flesh eaters. So to eat that flesh, to eat that tenderloin cow's flesh, they are taking the flight from Mumbai and they are going to Delhi and eating there and coming back just for eating that loin, tenderloin flesh. So such type of envious activities happening. They are eating cow's flesh without thinking of their they are the part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mama Yonshu Jiv Loke Jiv Bhuta Sanasana. All the living entities in this material world are the parts and parcels. So we should be compassionate to them also. In seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that mraga ushtra khara marka akhu sari sarfa khaga makshika atmana putravat pashe tesham antara kiyataha. So mraga means deer, ushtra means camel, khara means donkey, marka means monkey, and then akhu means rat, then sari sarpa means snake, and khaga means bird, and makshika means fly, right? Fly, mashi, so makhi. So these are different types of living. It covers many, that is, trimsha lakshani, pashava trimsha lakshani, manushya chatur lakshani, kramiyo rudra sankhyaka, pakshinam dasha lakshanam. So all these covers in this shloka, right? So this should be treated like our own son. Atmana putravat pashyet. We should see other living entities our own son. We should treat all these living entities out of compassion, with a love. And what is the difference between them and our living entity, our own son? Our children are also innocent, and these living entities, other living entities are also innocent. So Srila Prabhupada, many times quoting about all these things, that slaughtering of animals. So this is all out of compassion. There are many great leaders, there are many saints in the past history that they were thinking about the compassion for other living entities also. And Srila Prabhupada was always used to quote about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was also is a representative of Krishna, son of God. And he is out of compassion. He gone through the suffering of crucifixion. He gone through the suffering of beating. So beat by the people. Okay. So there was one movie came. It was name of movie was Passion for Christ. In that movie, if you see that, half of the movie they showed about the activity of Jesus Christ, and wherein Maya is telling that you cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this. And then after interval, there was completely beating for half an hour, half movie. There was completely beating. They were so that the people's surrenderness towards Jesus Christ will increase. So Jesus Christ gone through the sufferings because of beaten by the people, sufferings due to the crucifixion, for the sake of other suffering, so that they can be relieved from this. Okay, that was a compassionate nature of Jesus Christ also. Even Ramanujacharya, he took the mantra from his spiritual master. And what was the mantra? Om Namo Narayana. And spiritual master told him that this is a secret, don't tell this mantra to anyone. But he disobeyed the order of spiritual master. For out of compassion for the living entities. If this mantra can deliver me, it will deliver others also. So that's why he became compassionate, thinking and disobeying the orders of spiritual master. It is an offense, but still he took that step. Then Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur also went and approached Jagai Madai, who are the sinners and papist, and who approach them not thinking what will, what, how they will behave with them, not thinking about them, how they will treat us, and they took a step and try to deliver them also. Okay, then Srila Prabhupada went to US on the voyage of compassion. He gone through the voyage of compassion, and before that, what happened? When he, that incident happened, wherein his wife, Prabhupada's wife, sold his book and written matter, and then what happened? Then for getting the tea, right? She sold, and then after that, Prabhupada went to America, US, for the delivering the fallen condition souls. He could have become Bhajanandi in Damodar temple, right? He could sit there, he could have sat there and doing his bhajan, but he took one step ahead and of compassion and went to US. So I already told you about the reporter, how they are arguing with the spiritual leaders. So there was one reporter, his name was Shyam Sundar Chakravarti. He was arguing with the Bhakti Siddhant Suresh Thakur. He was arguing that what type of jivdaya you are doing. Because we are thinking about the, we give the philosophy to the people, right? And there are many other organizations, they are thinking of, they are doing the this food, clothing, medicines, all these things they are doing. But this reporter was arguing, this reporter was famous leader of independence movement of India. And he was a magazine editor also, editor of English magazine. He was arguing with Bhakti Siddhant Suresh Thakur. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Bhagavan Ki Jaya. He said that what type of jivdaya you are doing? Because these things are, what you are doing, that is not that much important. Because food, clothing and this medicine to provide to the those people, those who are below poverty line, that is a great work. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhant Suresh Thakur says that we will offer such type of help to those who have faith in God. Those who have faith in God since life after life. So we will provide them. So that's why we have prasadam after Bhagavatam class, not before Bhagavatam class. Right? We are giving the food to the first you hear, then go and take a prasad. That is mentioned. So we are giving the food to the those who are hearing, who are eager to know about Krishna. And Bhakti Siddhant Suresh Thakur was talking to him that, he was saying that, what is the use of feeding the banana and milk to the snake? It will just simply produce the poison. So if we are providing just food, clothing to these people, and if they are not thinking about God, then what is the use of that? It will just simply entrap them or trap them in the recycle of birth and death under the illusory energy of the Lord. So what is the need of feeding the banana and milk to the snake? So that is and he explained that the kindness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that to deliver the fallen conditioned souls from the tritapa. Okay, that is a mercy of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That kindness does not produce, this type of kindness does not produce any type of evil. The kindness to the soul, okay, the kindness to the soul, that type of kindness will not create any type of evil. And rather, they will swim in the nectarian ocean of the love eternally. And they will be delivered from the these permanent problems of this material world. That is birth, old age and disease and death. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explains that those who think that devotion to the God and kindness to the jivas are different. Those who think that devotion to the God and kindness to the jivas are mutually different, he cannot perform devotional service. He cannot perform the devotional service. Their performance are only semblance. It is just ek chota sa jhalak hai of devotion. Therefore, the kindness, friendliness, forgiveness, charity, respect, so on are included in the bhakti. Bhakti. The actions of the respect and friendliness and kindness are very form of the love and characteristic portion of the bhakti.
charity of medicine, clothes, food, water, shelter during adversities, teaching academics, spiritual educations are activities included in the devotional kitchen. It will automatically, it is like a jumbo offer. What is that? All the charity work, all the charity generous activity, all these philanthropic work automatically comes in the devotional culture. So no need to do separate work. Automatically it will do. So there are three types of compassion. One is on bodily platform. Second is on mental or intelligence platform. And third is on soul platform. So bodily platform, we already discussed about it. So once Srila Prabhupada, see how the Prabhupada also thinking about the souls who are suffering on bodily level. So when Prabhupada was in 1974, he was standing in the veranda of Mayapur temple, Mayapur Dham. And he saw that there are children are fighting with the dogs. Children were fighting with the dogs for getting the food which were thrown away by the people. It is like a spoiled food. So children were fighting with the dogs also wanted to eat. And children, those who were hungry, they also wanted to eat. So at that time, that horrible condition, looking at this situation, Prabhupada felt with compassion. And he had tears in his eyes. And he was thinking that what type of hunger they are going through. So they are fighting with the dogs. So he immediately told his disciples that now we have to organize in such a way that the people, hungry people within the 10 miles should not be hungry. Means they should be fed with the food. So that, and then he started ISKCON Food Relief Foundation. Although it is on bodily level, but in one sense it is on bodily level, but in another term it is on spiritual level, because it purifies the heart. It removes, eradicates the contamination in their heart. It changes the consciousness of the person. Okay. So that is, and then this ISKCON Food Relief Foundation converted into Food for Life. And Prabhupada, that's how we have started, Ajit Mukund Prabhu started Anna Chhatra to distribute the food to the people. Within the 10 miles, people are coming and eating, taking prasad. It's a great work he is doing. So we will take another example of Janak Maharaj, how he is compassionate. We know that there's a shloka, Swayambhu Narada Shambhu, Kumaro Kapilo Manu, Prahlado Janako Bhishma, Balir Vaya Sakir Vayam. So Janak Maharaj is one of the 12 Mahajanas. So quality of 12 Mahajanas, obviously they are compassionate. That is a special quality of devotees. So Janak Maharaj is a devotee of Ram, Lord Ramchandra, and father of Sita. And he performed yoga. Through the process of yoga, he achieved the perfection of the life. And at the end of the life, Vaikuntha airplane came. Actually, this story is mentioned in described in Padma Puran. It was spoken by Lord Anantashesh. So what happened? That Vaikuntha aeroplane came with a different, with a decorated with a diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and many things were there. And Janak Maharaj asked, this flight, this aeroplane is going directly to Vaikuntha or via? They said, it is going directly. No, I want to go via. So how you want to go? I want to go via hell. I want to see how the living entities are suffering in the hellish planet. I want to see that. Then it was the desire of the great Mahajana, who can disobey that. So that airplane went towards the hell. And when it reached to the at the door of the hell, then what happened? The breeze which was going, which was passing, which was touching to the Janak Maharaj, it entered in the hellish planet. And that breeze gives the joy to those who are suffering in the hell. That joy, that breeze gave the joy to the, and they were free from the, they were not feeling pain at all. Even if they are in the oil, hot oil, even if they are burnt in the fire, even if they are burnt on the that iron, that statue like that. So they were not feeling at all any pain, like anesthesia given to them. Okay, so So they were thinking how, and then this, what is, and then those people, those were getting the pain, they became very happy. And they told Janak Maharaj, "Oh, great personality, please be here. Please be here, don't go from here. If you living from here, if you are living from this place, we will feel pain. So better you be here." Then Janak Maharaj started to think, yes, I should be here. I have to make a residence here only. If they are free from the miseries, if they are free from the punishment in the hell, I will be here only. I will make a residence. Better not to go to the Vaikuntha planet. That was the compassion of Janak Maharaj. Okay. So, by the time, after some certain time, Yamraj came. Yamraj, he is also Mahajan, they are also Mahajan. Vancha Kalpa Durvesha, Kripa Sindhu Vesha. And then what happened? Then Yamraj said, "Oh, great personality, Janak Maharaj, how you came here? This is a place for those who are miscreants. So, this is not a place for you. Why did you come here? Here are the people, those who are cheating to others. We are punishing them. We are tormenting those people, those who are robbing others." Okay, so he was explaining what type of punishment giving to these living entities, jivas. And after that, what happened then? Yamraj speaking about that, everything he explained, how the those who are not remembering the Lord Ramchandra, those who are not remembering Lord Krishna, we are punishing them here. And he mentioned that, better you leave from here. Then Janak Maharaj told, I will not leave. I want to deliver these jivas who are suffering. I want to relieve them from the painful situation. Then he said that you cannot do like this, because this is not a place for you. Your place is in Vaikuntha. Okay. Then Janak Maharaj asked, what is the solution so that they can be delivered? What is the solution? Can you tell me? Then he said that throughout your life, you are just earning the religious merits. And one time in the early morning, you were chanting the holy name of the Lord with your pure heart. One day, you are chanting early in the morning, Lord's name, Lord Ram's name, with your pure heart, just to transfer those credits to these living entities. Then all these living entities these suffering people will get a liberation. Then he said, okay, fine. Whatever I earned the religious merits, I want to transfer in their account. And immediately, those who were suffering, they got the four-handed form and left to the Vaikuntha plants. So that was the mercy of the Janak Maharaj. So we also can pray for others, our relatives, for others who are in the suffering world, till we are living our life for others out of that is a compassion. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one should be merciful, not causing the anxiety to other living entities. The heart should always be filled with the compassion for others. Exhibiting the mercy to all living entities is one of the limbs of devotional service. Devotional service is not only chanting, taking prasad, reading, preaching. Preaching, obviously, preaching is a compassion, act of compassion only. So still, we have to pray to the Lord always for other living entities also. And once what happened, Srila Prabhupada was in car traveling with the devotees. At that time, he came across with a golf course. There was big ground. And then Prabhupada, looking at those people, those who are doing playing the golf, and he asked, what these people are doing? Then disciples said that, Prabhupada, this is called golf. And this golf is not, what is the meaning of golf? So they are keeping, can you see that stick? That stick they are holding whole day. And pushing the ball in the hole. That is their golf. So Prabhupada shed the tears in his eyes. The tears were gliding down. And he said that how much hard work they are doing for forgetting Krishna. How much hard work they are doing. Whole day are working hard for pushing the ball in the hole. They are working hard just to forget Krishna. So, Prabhupada was shedding the tears. Actually, that is the nature of the Paradukha-Dukhi personality, Prabhupada. He was always thinking about other living entities. Why? Because he had a love for Krishna. When somebody has a love for Krishna, Krishna prem, then he will have compassion for others. Once Niranjan Maharaj was describing one incident about Prabhupada, that Prabhupada was sitting in the room in Bombay, and one person came, and Prabhupada used to use the words rascals, mudas, fools and rascals like that. And because of these words, this one person came and arguing with the Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what type of words you are using? You are a Samadarshina. How you can differentiate? How you can discriminate? Prabhupada said that I am not on that platform. I am not on that platform. I am not that Samadarshina. Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita that Namadushkritano Muda Prapadyante Naradhama, or like that he used the word mudas. This was spoken by Krishna. I am just repeating those words. In that sense, I am Samadarshina. I am giving the same knowledge to all the people. So in that sense, I am Samadarshina. But who is following that instruction or who is not following the instruction, for that purpose I have to discriminate. So that's why I am not Samadarshina. So who can be Samadarshina? That one who is compassionate. Okay, that is the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is a personality. Niranjan Maharaj was saying that Prabhupada is a self-satisfied. Why is self-satisfied? Because he got connected with Krishna. He got connected with Krishna. If we are connected with Krishna, automatically the compassion will come. And Prabhupada said that, especially Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say that, there is nothing lacking in this material world. Everything available except one thing, Krishna consciousness. I have come to give here. I have come to give to you. Like that. So, these are all my understanding which I explained in front of you. Thank you for patiently listening. If you have any feedback, we will meet personally. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.